It's Dee Dee in the morning. Good morning, everybody, for a Tuesday. Good morning, Lady J.
What's up, Dee Dee?
Good morning to Michael Sean.
Good morning, Dee Dee.
And good morning to our producer, White Gary.
Good morning.
Man, today's going to be a great day. You want to know why? Because we're alive!
Yeah, breathing above ground.
Right. Yes, we are. Let's get right now into the five things that you need to know right
five,
now.
Five, four, three, two.
Number one. The five things you need to know right now. Yeah. Oh, Dee Dee in the morning.
I don't know if you guys know that it comes in on command anytime I say that.
Really
like the
does.
Five things, there it comes.
That's,
you know.
Nice.
Yeah, that's what it works.
You thought I was going to do it again?
Yeah, I did, but, you know. We didn't practice.
Yeah,
push your power a bit too much.
Let me tell you something. Here are the things that you need to know right now, everybody. A story that gripped Instagram. I don't know if you guys saw this. No, really. This is for real. This is a serious story. The story about the girls out of California. Anybody see that?
Where my man
randomly walked up to them.
Yes.
Everybody on Instagram, they had pictures of this guy looking for this guy. Mm-hmm. They eventually found him. He had stabbed these two little girls. One was 18 years old.
Yes.
And they were saying that they finally found him. Do you know he was he's 27 years old. And this guy is, he was a felon on parole.
Wow.
But it was a random attack, and I kept seeing.
Now, this is the one where the dad was standing in front of the camera, and he was saying, I just want justice for my baby.
Yes.
My daughter called me screaming and crying. Can you imagine? He was like, this is the father's worst nightmare.
And I'm really going to tell y'all something right now. And Gary, honestly, you jokingly can I tell you something? Instagram is like that social media network that has everybody connected and looking at these stories.
Mm-hmm.
That you're like, in the stories maybe that the news ain't even picking up on.
No, yeah, all honesty.
Because
I think that's the reason why they ended up finding him, because so many people were reposting
that yesterday. So luckily, again, he was caught and arrested yesterday. New research, also speaking of social media, and we all have it on our cell phones, don't
yes.
we? New research now is saying that cell phone radiation may affect our memory performance.
Well, they said that a long time ago.
I'm sorry, I don't know what you guys just said.
Huh?
Say that again. I swear I believe that, too, because lately I can't remember names.
I have the worst memory ever, and I thought that I got it from my mom because my mom has a bad memory,
but
too.
But no, it's the cell phone. They said cell phone radiation is messing with our memory.
Well, they used to warn us not to put it by the bed, by the nightstand, too close at night when you sleep.
I know. Now,
there was a story that a stronger cell phone is about to be made on
Are
Instagram
you
that could affect you even faster.
Wow. Yep. What did he just say, though? What's his name?
I don't know. But
my memory.
Talking about?
I know. I can't remember.
I'm so confused.
Our radiation is messing with our memory already. Also, the Marriott. We just saw this a couple of weeks ago. With Starbucks. Marriott is removing straws from their property next year.
Okay, so hold up. How about I was literally just at, me and my mom went to Snappy Salads, right?
What the hell?
It's a little salad place.
Hey,
she wanted a
salad. Hurry up and give me my salad. Quick
crouton, please.
Snappy.
Like everything else, they're trying to be Subway, so you can kind of build your own salad.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay, I'm so tired
they didn't
of working.
They didn't have straws.
Are you serious?
Yes. I'm like, and the side of the cup actually said we normally have paper straws, but girl, I can't drink stuff with without a straw. Y'all
Me
know
either.
I drink everything with a straw.
I missed the memo. When did straws become this dangerous to the universe?
I don't know.
Well, because in all honesty, at the resorts and stuff like that, they are getting into the ocean. And I just watched this thing. I'm watching Shark Week, guys.
Oh, yeah.
Shark Week's great.
But they were saying that there's a lot of fish and a lot of sharks and everything that have plastic in them because of straws and pollution and stuff like that.
So, I think we saw Starbucks is doing
Starbucks
it. Marriott's
it.
Doing it. There's somebody else recently we talked about that are getting rid of straws. I'm with Jay. Like, when I go into restaurants, I really don't like to put my lips on that glass that I know everybody else. And they don't really wash it well. They just stick it in that thing and back three, four times, and then they rinse them.
They do.
I'm sorry.
We see them do that at the Waffle House.
Man. Exactly. So anyway, and then finally, everybody, it is National Cousins Day.
Yes.
And there is a woman that turns 49 years old, but I want somebody to tell her body that she's about that old. Jennifer Lopez is 49 today.
J-Lo, what up?
Shouts out to the fellow Leo.
She's a Leo.
Yes, Leo season.
You can use my straw, J-Lo. I got straws at the house.
All right, everybody, listen. Coming up on the show this morning, we got the $1,000 Minute Game. We're going to get in somebody's business.
Yeah, yeah.
And Lady Jade has the things you should not say to your black friends during the summertime. That's all coming up, everybody. It's Dee Dee in the morning. It's K104.
Yo, what's poppin'? It's Kendrick Lamar.
Hey, y'all. It's Ciara.
It's your boy, Yo Gotti.
I love coming to Dallas and stopping by this radio station.
Feel like I'm at home. You dig that? K104 is just different than other stations.
They're always in the community.
They give away cash.
They pay people's bills.
Only one station has the hottest concerts and parties.
That's on me, baby.
It's Dee Dee in the morning, along with Lady Jade and Michael Sean. So I'm going to tell y'all something right now. This next guest here is very controversial.
Yes,
you guys already know that.
Yes,
always in the news. And And he is here with us right now. Everybody give it up for LeVar Ball.
LeVar Ball.
Here comes trouble.
Yeah. So the father of the Ball brothers. I love this. Mm-hmm. So LeVar Ball, first of all, let's just talk. You and your controversy that it seems like every time you say something, do an interview, it's something crazy and there's some controversial stuff happening. Do you set out to do that?
No, it's just I say a lot of things people want to say, they just don't say it because they got bosses.
Oh.
So you know, they can't say I'm just free and wild, so they can't stop me from doing anything or saying anything. So that's why people say it's controversial.
Okay. Well, speaking of bosses, that leads us to my first question. Now, your son does have a boss, yeah. Magic Johnson.
Uh-oh.
Now, was it true that Magic told you to tone it down with the media?
Nope. Magic can't tell me nothing. I'm a grown man. He's a grown man. But right. I'm not no kid. You can't tell me to tone that down. I'm going to say whatever I want to say.
So your wife never says, come on, baby, please, not today.
My wife never says that.
Really?
She says, LeVar, I love you to death. You're the greatest man in the world.
Okay. No,
I love it.
Okay, wait. But what about your sons? Have your sons ever said to you, Dad, can you please stop? You're embarrassing me. So again, everybody, we're talking to LeVar Ball. This is the father of the Ball brothers. Now, some people would say to the detriment of your sons' careers, popularity, you should try to back down on what you're saying and let them shine. What do you think about that?
Hey, if you're supposed to shine, you're supposed to shine no matter what. And like I said, that's just the media. My boys know what I'm about. I know what I'm about. So I ain't doing nothing to hurt my boys, and I never would. Mm-hmm.
So can we talk about one of your controversial statements that everybody continues to talk about? You said that back in your heyday, you would have killed Michael Jordan one-on-one.
I'll make it even better than that. I don't kill anybody.
What about LeBron James? What about LeBron James? Could you have killed him?
Let me tell you, anybody, he was too light. I was 270 pounds. He 245. And you guys, I was so strong and fast. You need a lineman or somebody to stop me.
Ooh. I'm not saying we don't believe you, but I've never seen video of this. I hear you talking about it, but there's no actual video.
Well, you ain't seen a lot of video. I'm 50 years old now.
What about right now? Because you're very confident in your sons, which you should be. Can any of your sons beat LeBron one-on-one?
Heck no. He's too strong.
Okay.
Stephen A. Smith on ESPN was criticizing your son most of the year, saying he wasn't aggressive enough. He wasn't taking over the game. The way. Why is it, do you think, he has this laid-back attitude, but his dad has this?
Yeah.
That guy don't know nothing about basketball. He's just a little baby. So he got to say something controversial to make people keep trying to get me riled up. I say my son's laid back. My son's so laid back, he can beat him sideways.
Okay. All right. So listen, real quick. I know that you have the Big Baller Brand, right?
Yes.
How's it doing?
Yes. The Big Baller Brand is doing fine. We don't want to sponsor it. That's the JBA, my JBA league.
Tell us about this league, and you have tryouts.
Yes, we had tryouts already back in April. We already got the team. We went to 8 different cities and selected 8 different guys. They're giving them no platform to make it to the next level without going the educational route. So if you're 100% in your craft and you want to be a professional, guess what? You start guys being professional, you got to pay them. And these colleges ain't paying nobody, but they'll fill their stadium up with 20,000 people on the back of these kids. But at least I give my guys 60% of the jersey sale. So we sell the jerseys for $80, and you sell 1,000 jerseys, and that guy will give you $48,000 extra.
So you don't think that the payment for the college students, a lot of people say that their payment is getting an education for free. You disagree with that?
Okay, let me tell you this. Check this out, though. Well, maybe you don't need a top-notch education to be an athlete. How about you give them a lifetime membership at a goddamn club or something like that?
what they're laying in is
playing sports. So solving the chemistry problem and the Spanish problem is not going to help them get to where they're trying to get, where they need somebody, a physical trainer or something like that to get them into athletics.
Okay. So what has some of the NBA professionals have said to you, or any of the other players? What have they said to you about this league? What have you heard?
What, NBA players? Mm-hmm. Oh, man, they like this league. They say it's a good thing for the kids.
We wish you luck. And real quick, do you think your other two boys will ever make it in the NBA? Do you think they'll make it into the league?
No, I don't think they will. I know they will. They cut from the same cloth as Lonzo. Once all of these guys understand and they all get on the Lakers, y'all going to call me back and send the phone. How come you always right?
He said they all going to get on the Lakers.
They all on the Lakers.
Okay. All right, then. Well, listen, we appreciate everything. How can people get your brand and buy anything? Do you have a website or anything?
Go to BigBallerBrand.com and follow us on JBA Facebook, and everything will be there.
All right. Y'all give it up for this man right here, father of the Ball Brothers, Mr. LeVar Ball.
Thank you. Yeah.
It's DD in the morning.
K104, the big station.
It's a short life.
It's Drake. And it's nice for what? K104 Hip Hop and R&B, DD in the morning. It is now 5:40. Good morning, everybody. Good morning. Good morning, Lady J.
What's up, DD?
Good morning, Michael Sean.
Good morning, DD.
Good morning to White Gary.
Good morning, DD.
Guess what, everybody? Guess what it's time for? It's time for me to wake you up. No, you don't need coffee.
Nope. Nope.
You don't even need no dough.
No, sir.
You don't need a 5-hour, 8-hour energy. You need this right here. DD in the morning's my vendor.
That's right.
Yay. Lady J calls it a what? This is a great question today. Oh, this is good. 71% of Americans, they check nutrition labels when purchasing food. What's the number one thing they're looking for?
Sugars.
There it is. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
That was good.
Hey, Mike, pass me that no-dose.
Well, I'm woke.
You are.
I'm woke.
That was the easy one.
That's the first thing I look at.
Coming up next.
All right, you got another one?
Women with this attribute have smarter kids. What is it?
They go to church.
No.
Is it a physical attribute?
I'm not telling you. You got to figure it out. I said this attribute.
They have it, and they have smarter kids.
They have smarter kids.
They're healthy.
Good a guess.
Light eyes.
Come on, woke.
Light eyes.
Light eyes.
I don't know.
Come on, woke.
Gary. Women have this, and it makes their kids smarter.
Uh-huh. Oh, when they're...
I'm Googling attributes.
Women with this attribute have smarter kids.
If they're teachers.
Humor.
No, they are, because Jay's mom is a teacher, and she's a smart girl.
Yeah, she's a smart girl.
She was in National Honor Society when she was a
day.
Kid.
She was killing it.
Yeah, she was.
I have a Jamaican father that made me study constantly. Mm-hmm. It didn't come naturally.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately. Let's see here.
Damn.
I didn't even know how to study, but anyway.
Maybe. I'm so sorry.
the funny thing is now I feel some type of way about my mom.
Me too.
Because I don't know the answer.
No, but nobody bothered your mom.
Obviously,
nobody,
my mom didn't have it.
No, your mom didn't have it. I mean, I don't know. I won't say that. I don't know. Women with this attribute have smarter kids.
Wait, she said my mom didn't have it.
I don't know.
Good cooking skills.
Hmm.
You know, like if they cook good, that means that they eat in the morning. Yeah, they get a good breakfast.
You went from easy to impossible.
Yeah.
Like,
oh yeah, that's why.
Give us a hint.
Yeah, no.
A little hint. Something.
It's a physical. It's a physical.
It's a physical. They're
long
tall.
Hair. Long hair.
No.
Big eyes.
Pretty teeth.
Mm-mm.
Crooked nose.
Mm-mm.
Chipped tooth.
Makes them smarter. They have good eyesight.
He said chipped tooth.
Chipped tooth.
No, the mom has good eyesight.
Good eyesight.
Here it is.
A thick waist.
You're close. They said a woman with a big butt. Supposedly, her kids are supposed to be a lot smarter than everybody else.
Well, then your mama got some smart kids.
Oh, yeah.
That's not true.
does your mom have a big butt?
No, she really doesn't. No.
No.
I don't know if I believe it on me either.
Yeah, my baby mama's got a big butt.
And that's what you're trying to say about your baby girl.
I'm just saying.
She's a little average. She's average intelligence.
She's all right.
She's an average intelligence.
Horrible.
She's good on them fries.
Awkward mind benders by Didi in the morning. Have you used your mom's butt lately? No, I haven't.
All right, fine. Nobody.
Everybody knows their mama got a big booty, though.
Did your mom have a big booty?
No, mom has no butt.
No.
Mom nor my dad.
What?
I never noticed my mom's butt.
My mother has one
now.
She
ain't got no
mama,
big booty then.
My mama got one now. It's like, pat out. Like, look at mama got one. Like, sit up a
it's
little.
It's got like
bit.
An arch?
Yeah, she got a little arch in her back now.
Oh, like, wow.
Your mama got one now. Wait, let me guess. She be doing squats?
Nah.
I think so.
Yeah.
Hot nigga.
All right, everybody, that is your morning mind bender. Coming up in the Hot Topic, find out why Floyd Mayweather could be headed to jail for murder, y'all.
Wow.
Man, we'll talk about it next. It's DD in the morning.
Walk it like I talk it.
It's Migos and it's Drake and it's Walk It Talk It. Good morning, everybody. It is Didi in the morning with Lady Jade and Michael Sean at 5:52 today. Everybody's going to be a little cooler, high around 98.
Yeah.
All right, that's
honestly,
a little cooler
being
down.
Under 100 is
a lot.
Take
yeah. I might jog today. Who
yep.
knows?
Mm-hmm, just around 98. You guys got to find out why they're saying Floyd Mayweather could be headed to jail for murder.
Like it's
hot, like wasabi.
All right, you guys, you know, a Dallas police officer was arrested two times earlier this month, they said, for harassment and assault, family violence or something?
Yeah, Officer Jerry Thames, which is, I was thinking Terry James, but Jerry Thames, he was placed on an administrative leave after he was arrested both times. And it's one of those things where you ask the question, like, if you're having a problem with the police, who protects you against the police? That's like the scary thing. And I hate to say it, a lot of people can say, you know, no, we do. It's like, it's a fraternity.
Yeah, because they have a code, right?
I had a police woman use her power to run my license tag to find out where I lived at.
Oh, no.
And then I had to actually file a report against her.
Really?
I had to go to the station to file a report against her.
So whatever happens, that was one of their own, right?
Yeah, but they suspended her. But okay. That's what I had to go through.
Well, it was opposite. Like, my cousin was dating this guy, and his ex-wife used to be a police officer. So she would literally show up to her house, harass her, pull her over, and there was nothing that she can do about it. Like, she reported it, and it was like they weren't listening. You get what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. That's the thing. Okay, I hate to say it.
What?
That's why I am very afraid of dating an officer.
Really?
I really am. Yeah. Like, and I know that that's unfair because I know all of them are bad.
I think everybody's a little nervous. And number two, they have their own other family when you're dating a police officer.
I heard about that. There's a secret society that
they got going on in there. And I was like, wow, no, I'm good. I'm good.
Kanye West, this is interesting. They said that Kim Kardashian had to stop posing for Instagram pictures.
Oh, wow.
She had to stop taping her reality show. She had to ask the nanny to watch the kids even longer because Kanye had to be rushed to the hospital because he has the flu.
He has the flu, and it was by choice.
Yeah.
Just kidding.
No, but she had to stop all of that she was doing. She's like, oh my God,
that's
what?
Like taking her life. Like, it like was. Stopping her breath.
She was like, I had to put down my cell phone.
Wait
I was
a minute.
A picture. I was taking a half nude picture. What are you doing, husband? I need to do this.
I'm creating here. I'm creating.
Yes. Anyway, but they said, he was rushed. I'm going. Who gets the flu in the winter? I mean, the summertime.
I used to every summer.
What is that?
What?
That would be the only time that I would get sick. It's the craziest thing. I would get the flu every single summer, except I didn't get it this summer. I think because we got it earlier in the year.
Yeah, we teamed up.
Her
and
immune system is schizophrenic.
No, I know.
Her immune system is bipolar. I think I'm going to get sick now.
Shut up.
Bipolar ass.
100 degrees outside. Thinking about the flu.
Yeah.
Right around the corner.
Honestly, my throat got scratchy the other day, and I started getting nervous. I was like, girl, I pumped myself with so many vitamins and emergency.
Don't have no strep throat. Remember, you were a kid. They got strep throat.
Oh,
it's
man.
Contagious.
It's contagious.
I had that before, too.
50 Cent is now saying that Floyd Mayweather is lying about buying an $18 million watch. He's now saying that he is a killer, that he's beaten women, men, and he has killed people almost. Is that true?
This beef is actually kind of getting out of control. So 50 Cent puts up a post and...
This is the first time we don't want celebrities to beef. We're nervous.
Yeah, we're both nervous.
Yeah, he said, you know, Floyd Mayweather beat 50 men, 11 women, and caused two bodies. Keep calling me and I'm going to show champ. So the two bodies that he's referring to, it's about a year and a half ago, I think it was, there was this big story on Instagram where everybody was like, oh my God, this guy killed himself and his girlfriend.
Yeah.
And she was like a actress.
She was very much an industry, an inside, industry person.
And what he was saying was that the guy was allegedly Floyd Mayweather's one of his very good friends. Mm-hmm. And when him and the girl broke up, that Floyd kept the girl around, bought her cars, bought her apartments because he wanted to sleep with her.
Mm-hmm.
So then the guy ends up killing himself, kills his girl. And so he's like, but when he killed himself on FaceTime, when you were on FaceTime, Floyd, you didn't care much because you left and went to a ball game.
Okay.
So, I mean,
he had already bought the tickets. Like, he really had.
No,
he had already
snap.
You do not watch your friend himself and his girl and you go to a ball game.
But we can have a resolution for this. I just thought about it. Floyd and 50 should really fight. And just do a pay-per-view. And just really get it. We watch.
There's nobody else that Floyd can fight, right?
No, he's
beat everybody.
Yeah, he's beat everybody.
You can't do that. The 50's not a professional.
Well, he does train.
Bigger, though,
he trained a lot and
he's
bigger.
Big, but still.
So you have the bigger guy and then it gets, you know.
He outweighs him by like over 100 pounds.
So that would be interesting. I'd watch it.
I'd
watch it too.
I'd have a big old party at my house again.
Yeah, Conor McGregor, just like the last one. Yeah.
All right, y'all, listen. Coming up next, the Wake Up Mix with Steve Nice. Plus, somebody is going to win some cash with the $1,000 minute game.
Yeah.
It's all coming up. It's K104.
Yeah. Yo, if you have a show topic idea, hit up myk104.com.